It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria.
And Brian Clement, Hippocrates Wellness. It's great to be back again. I hope you've had a great, great week out there alone on your own. We've been keeping our eye on you, making sure you've been good girls and boys. And we're this week going to bring you a wonderful person that we have great admiration for. She's one of those few children that actually stood behind brilliant work of her father. Because he was scrutinized, he was denigrated by a system that really didn't want him to do what he did. He found ways to help people, natural ways to help people. And in France, this happened, so it's not just an American phenomenon. So Sylvie Bajanski is an attorney by trade, but decided to hold the mantle of her dad, a research scientist, well beyond his time. You know, he was probably 30, 40 years. I've read all about him. And when he started to come up with simple plant-based methods, medicines that were not pharmaceutical, that show they could get the immune system to function and reverse things like cancer, well, can you imagine how that went over? It went over like a lead balloon inside of the mainstream community. And off he went. And Sylvie was a young lady at that point, but never forgot the incredible, important contribution that her father made. And Sylvie, welcome with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you, both of you. I'm thrilled with the opportunity to speak with you today, and I'm very, very grateful.
I appreciate it. So here you are in France. You're an attorney. How did you get here? Explain that whole thing.
Oh, actually, it turns out that I am born American. My father had the opportunity for a fellowship when he was at the Pasteur Institute. There was an exchange program with NYU at that time. So my parents came for 2 years to New York, and I was born at that time. So as a lawyer, just fresh out of law school, I was looking for employment, and law firm would hire me. And I saw this as the alumni bureau of the Sorbonne. I saw this announcement from the New York firm looking for foreign legal associates. I said, hey, maybe with my American passport, I have a leg up here. And I arrived in New York. I absolutely hated the work in the law firm, but I was there for, and I was thinking of going back to Paris, but that was at the time that I learned over the phone that my father was arrested, my mother was arrested, and immediately, I jumped into their legal defense, and the more I was diving into the legal defense, it became clear that I was maybe, even though I had no scientific background, maybe I was right person at the right place at the right time, and I decided to stay in New York.
Wow.
Wow. And so what a life, because you were born here, but then you went back to France, and your parents practiced there, right? And
so yes, tell me, both arrested. Your mom was a research scientist, too.
Mm-hmm.
And so what did the government come in and arrest them for?
There was a laundry list of things that actually did not really make sense. And then there was not even a trial for my father. They didn't even try to give him a chance to defend his name. They when they arrested him, they told him to stay overnight in the laboratory in which they sprayed some chemicals. And 2 months later, my father became extremely sick. He was diagnosed with advanced myeloid leukemia, and that was the end of it, basically. But they never gave him a day in court to clear his name.
No.
Well, And so here he is, he's doing real science, biological medicine, and he discovers pathways that, by the way, have now since been commonly proven, but he was probably the pioneer in this, that it could activate certain parts of the immune system to fight disease. And so I'm not going to ask the company he worked for, but I'm sure it was a major pharmaceutical company at that point. Am I correct?
No, my father was working at the Pasteur Institute. So it was a public, it was run with public money, and it would have been their duty really to explore something for that was seemed to be helpful and promising for public health. But they had absolutely no interest into developing anything natural.
Well, let me ask the question, because I can't not ask the question. Just like our Food and Drug Administration is actually controlled, run by, and funded by the pharmaceutical companies, don't you think the same occurs in the Pasteur Institute?
Oh, it happens all over the world. It is the same thing everywhere. I mean, those pharmaceutical companies are global, and it is the same politics all over the world. You know, the name of the presidents are changing, but it is actually the same politics.
It's the same game. They do the same game. And then your poor mom got sucked into this whole thing. So he passed on, and it appeared as an attorney and as somebody who loved him clearly as his daughter, it appeared as if this was sabotage to him.
Yes. The more I was looking into the legal file, the more I understood that they were getting rid of somebody, but also trying to get rid of the whole research, the whole line of research. I did not want to hear about natural compounds that could do at least as good as synthetic compounds with less toxicity and less side effects. They just did not want that to become more known that it was already known. Yeah. And they started to act when the French president started to take the products with great success. And that's where it really became public.
So the president could actually have stepped in if your dad was still there and supported it.
Yeah.
And I get it. Yeah.
And that's where they decided to completely eradicate him and his line of research. But I grew up seeing how helpful those products were to so many people that I said, this belongs to humanity. It should not be allowed to disappear. And that's why I decided first to make the products as quickly as I could to be able to send some to my father. It was unfortunately too late for him. Mm. But then, you know, I had created the product. Mm. And then once the products were available, I thought, well, in order to salvage at least his name, his reputation, the research, create a foundation and work with some scientific academic entities who will agree to look into what those products have to offer. And I was very, very lucky because I organized a little seminar in New York where a number of French doctors came and a handful of American doctors. And one of those American doctors, Dr. Michael Schachter, was taken by what he heard from his French colleagues. And he said, well, you know, I want to give it a try on one of my pancreatic patients.
Yes.
He has cancer. He's dying really from the disease. So let's give it a try and see if something can help him. And then a few weeks later, he came back to me to say, this is amazing. This is really making a difference.
Right.
I am going to try on other kind of cancer, other patients.
Mm.
Then a few months later, he said, well, now I have enough good cases. I'm going to write an article. And he wrote the article. I was so pleased. The first American paper. I had to give a copy to everybody I knew, and I gave a copy to my banker. Mm-hmm. And it turns out that my banker was a patient of Dr. Aaron Katz at Columbia University.
Yes.
And then Columbia University calls me, and he got interested into learning more and giving some research with those plant extracts. And that's how we started to work, with universities. Once Dr. Katz published his research on prostate cancer, he started to speak about it. And I was at a lecture where Dr. Katz was speaking. And then I have next to me another doctor from Kansas University Medical Center who tells me, this is amazing. Would you have something similar for women?
Yeah.
And I told her, yes. The same thing, because it is not gender or organ specific.
That's right.
What happens with those products is that they are able to make the difference between cancer DNA and healthy DNA. And they do target cancer DNA without touching healthy DNA.
Yeah.
So that's really a selective action. Now you stop thinking of prostate cancer, breast cancer, ovarian cancer. You are just thinking cancer is cells, wherever they are located. Mm. And because of this selectivity of action, there is no toxicity. If there is no cancerous cell, the product is going to be eliminated within hours.
Yes, and a lot of the listeners out there do not realize that all pharmaceutical drugs originated with plants.
Yeah.
But why they were after this wonderful doctor, her father, was that the model after Rockefeller hijacked the entire system in 1913 was chemicals, because he owned the oil industry. And so it's unbelievable. I mean, every medicine up until the beginning of the 20th century were plants or rocks in some cases. They eliminated, they synthesized them in laboratories. They became killers. So the side effects are much longer than the ingredient list on all of these things. We have the data now that show these things backfire.
Yeah.
And they're still suppressing plants. And when we come back, when we come back from this break, I want you to once again reiterate, because this is impressive stuff. This is not like you're saying it because you're the daughter and you love her. This is mainstream science. Michael Schachter was a buddy of mine many, many, many years ago. I know who this man was. He was courageous and was outspoken. But now we have Columbia University and others you're going to tell us about. So we're going to be right back.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. And we're here with Sylvia Bunjansky, and we've been looking forward to this interview for some time. This is now mainstream science that we're talking about, that her dad and her mom were arrested for. And it just sounds so horrific now.
It is horrific. It's anti-democratic.
Yeah. But now it's available. Now the products that they created is available through Sylvie, that has done amazing work.
Yeah, why don't we start with that? Yeah. And then I wanted to know more about the research and case studies.
Yes.
So how do people get a hold of you, Sylvie, and the organization?
Well, for the products, they are available at Maison Beljanski, Maison, ISON, and then BELJANSKI.
I'll go slower on that, so let me go. So it's
Maison
N-A-I-S-O-N, Nisson.
Maison, maison, like the
yes,
house.
Maison. Maison.
And then
Belgency, my last name. B like boy, E like Elizabeth, L like Louis, J like Jane, L like Anne, and like Nancy, S like Sylvia, K like Kate, and I like Isabel. MaisonBelgency.com.
Yeah.
But for the research, you have to go to the foundation, which is Belgency.org.
So Belgency.org, you know, just like us, nonprofits are .org. Mm-hmm. So BelgianSki.org.
It is a nonprofit. It is a 501c3 located in New York. And we have been, since 1999, funding research programs with natural compounds, and everything gets published and everything is available on the website
of
the Belgency Foundation.
That's really fantastic.
So beside Dr. Katz at Columbia, talk about, I know there's been massive research. I met some of the doctors. They were quite impressive. So tell us about what you consider the most important breakthroughs in research.
Well, over the years, we have been able to work to show that those compounds were working on different kinds of cancer, were able to have synergy with different chemotherapies, were able to work at several stages of cancer, from inflammation to full-blown cancer to advanced cancer, which does not respond anymore to hormonal treatment. But then we said, well, maybe we should look at cancer stem cells, because cancer stem cells they are responsible for metastasis.
Yeah, growth, yeah.
And they are not destroyed by chemotherapies and radiotherapies. So the doctors do not speak about that because they are powerless.
Yeah.
But they should be addressed, actually, from day one of the diagnosis. No, nobody wants to let those young, undifferentiated, very aggressive cells in stay in the body until they create havoc again.
Mm-hmm.
So we tested both the Pauvera extract and the Revolvia vomitoria extract on pancreatic and on ovarian cancer stem cells. And we had beautiful results. And we did that in vitro and confirmation in vivo in mice. And there was absolutely no metastasis, and all the cancer stem cells were eradicated. So we are now launching a new study on breast cancer stem cells. We are doing that at Kansas University Medical Center, and we hope to have a new beautiful paper to share next year.
Beautiful.
Wow.
This is so impressive.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, and I mean, these are simple things, not costly. This is why they're being fought against. And so they can purchase from the foundation these supplements. And is there somebody that guides them? So let's imagine one of our listeners around the world says, hey, this sounds really interesting. Let me give it a try. When they call up, do they have to know what they need? Or, by the way, is somebody there saying, well, if this is your concern, maybe this is what you should think of?
Well, I mean, if people don't know what they want, we try to match them with a health professional in their area who knows about the products. And if it's not possible, we do have a health coach who offers virtual consultation.
Good.
Okay.
Good. So let me give it once again so nobody misses this. It's B like boy, E like Earl, L like love, J like Jan, A like animal, N like Nancy, S like Sam, K like kind, and I, .org. And this is the way you can get a hold of the foundation. And then any of you out there that are dealing with cancer, or people you know, loved ones you know, yes, you have to change your lifestyle, but these are things that are going to also help. Many of you have struggled changing your diet and lifestyle, but these are things that may intervene to help you. So tell me about the most impressive thing you've... I know you're an attorney, and you do this out of the love and kindness of your heart for your parents and in honor of them, which is wonderful, and I respect you so much for that. But tell me what you've seen when doctors work with these supplements, the worst case, for instance, you've ever seen recover.
Oh, I don't know. For the past now 40 years, I've seen so many heartbreaking situations that have turned around. All of them are important. I mean, there is no life. I mean, I've seen one of the first things that really sold me on embarking into this journey was a grandmother. It was the first time I was going to one of those meetings where my father was, conferences my father was giving before me. And this grandmother hugged me and told me that, you know, her grandkid was a kid, mm-hmm. was initially diagnosed with cancer and was dying. And she believed in my father's product. She fought her own children to push them, to allow them to have her granddaughter pick the product. And now the granddaughter, she was holding a picture of the granddaughter and she was hanging me and like, you know, if I was a savior and I have done nothing, just the product, it was my father. But I felt so much emotion that I just could not turn my back to that. And it has been now 40 years where I hear that again and again and again. People giving me testimonials, coming to me naturally to give us testimonials. People calling to say, well, you know, you have heard, helped my father with his prostate. Unfortunately, now it is my son, it's my daughter, it's my...
Isn't that beautiful?
So we are dealing with families who are coming of loyal to my family, and in sickness and in health.
Well, Sylvie, we love you so much. We honor you so much.
Absolutely.
You are enriched with fulfillment, and you know you could be off making a lot of money being an attorney, as they do, but you chose the right course to help others and reflect the greatness and goodness of your mom and dad. Thanks for being on. And all of you out there listening, I hope this touched your heart and mind the way it did Anna Marie's and mine. And the world would be a better place if there were more people like Sylvie Bozhansky. Be well until next week and make your life special too. You get fulfilled.
Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.